Let's go to Rogerio's case.
So this is a 69-year-old Hispanic female, previous smoker, quit 20 years before the diagnosis, mild hypertension, well controlled on one drug only, who presented with a cough that wouldn't go away and progressive dyspnea on exertion, no hemoptysis, and mild anorexia, and had lost about 6 pounds in the preceding 2 months, which is less than 5% of her baseline weight. Significant right-sided pleural effusion with probable some collapse of the right lower lobe as well. Had a positive cytology for adenocarcinoma on the thoracentesis. CT scan confirming what the chest x-ray had suggested, the fluid plus the collapsed lung. The chest tube followed by pleurodesis with complete re-expansion of the right lung. And once we saw the CT, she had multiple pulmonary nodules, as you can appreciate. PET scan negative outside the chest, MRI of the brain negative, so stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer, adenocarcinoma, performance status 1.
So before you go on to what happened, just real quick, a couple people or maybe respond how you think you might react to this case, Mark?
I mean, sounds like it's the same considerations that Tom put up for Mr. Walsh, that you might generate the same list of options.
But without the comorbidities.
Well, yeah, exactly. So this becomes even a bit more complex because this patient would probably be a great patient for all of the possibilities, but you can only choose one. And again, I think we're evolving in with the Avastin data, the Flex data, and then the pemetrexed data. Now I kind of think is what's the optimal chemotherapy and what's the optimal targeted agent to put with the chemotherapy? And I think that's where we are in lung cancer, which, again, I don't know that we have clarity. We've talked about biomarkers or selection features for anti-VEGF therapy. But it's refreshing to have all these options for patients, and we've got to figure out what the best option are for patients like this.
So this woman says to you, doc, come on, tell me, what's your first choice? What's your recommendation?
Again, I'm used and kind of gotten into selecting patients who were bevacizumab eligible. This patient said, that's what I've been doing. I haven't evolved into the substituting out cetuximab. We don't obviously have comparative data. But I think for patients who, if she had some issue that made bevacizumab not an attractive agent, obviously, you have another targeted agent that may benefit.
Which chemo, though?
Which chemo for this patient? Again, I go back to I'm influenced by the pemetrexed data. I'm not yet convinced that it's important that an adenocarcinoma get pemetrexed first line. They have to get pemetrexed at some point. They can get it first line. We don't have any phase 3 data yet first line, but a study is planned looking at that in this population.
Ed, how would you think of the
I think even with this person, I still go, as Mark was saying, with a platinum-based doublet with bevacizumab. But the cetuximab stuff is coming in, and it's, you know.
Vince?
I will give you my bottom line first, because I know that's part of what we want. I would give a platinum, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab in this patient. Just liking that at the worst, the pemetrexed's a wash, and certainly the lady will be happy she's not losing that much hair. That being said, you know, one of the things we do when we talk about this tissue matter is we throw away 95% of the pleural fluid we get. You know, you can get many more cells from this, make a cell block and get the test Paul talked about, and no compelling reason that this lady needs to start treatment tomorrow. She has pleurodesis done. She's got multiple pulmonary nodules. If you believed in the biomarkers driving your treatment, you would have time to get some of those results.
Absolutely.
It just begs a quick question about a procedure and giving Bev right away. You know,
right.
Did that give any of you any pause?
After a chest tube?
Well, I mean, even chest tube and pleurodesis. Wouldn't you give Bev right away
within
2 weeks
week,
later?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you put
is that wrong, David?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, for any small procedures, I'm just curious, but a lot of people are uncomfortable.
You're using a week?
Well, actually, for porticath.
That's what everybody's been talking about, porticath.
We're using 2 weeks.
2 weeks now. I've heard anybody use 1 week? 2 weeks?
For ports, we use 1 week.
1 week, yes. Right. Porticath, okay.